Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Daf Gimel, Sota 3a, pagination is 5, starting from about the 9th line on the page at the end of the line, we have a number of perspectives from the story of Sota, which are fundamental in understanding mitzvahs and averos and Torah direction of life. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish said, Ein Adam over Avera Elo im kein nichnas bo ruach shtus. When a person does an Avera, he's doing it because a spirit of foolishness has entered them. In other words, to do an Avera is foolish. It's not just bad. It's not just on the no list. It's fundamentally foolish. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ish ish kisiste ishto. If a person will have a situation of sota, but the word is siste, sishteksiv. It's written like the word shota. And the message, Reish Lakish says, is that sin is an act of foolishness. This is a tremendous concept because on a very primitive level, a person would think that Hashem gave mitzvahs, those are the things we're supposed to do. Hashem gave averos, things we're not supposed to do. And if you want to get the reward, do the mitzvahs. And you're not allowed to do the averos. Reish Lakish is learning that a ruach shtus entered the person. It's fundamentally foolish to do the avera. This is closely related to the principle that we have that Hashem, when he revealed mitzvahs and averos, it wasn't arbitrary and we should just exhibit self-control this way or that way. It's that he was revealing to us fundamentally what is good and what is bad. And a person who does bad and doesn't take that guidance of Torah is acting foolishly. Note that even though this is written by Sota, specifically by the Avera of immoral sexual behavior, nevertheless, Reish Lakish is expanding it to all areas of Avera. Avera fundamentally is a ruach shtus, is an act of foolishness. It's not good for the person, even if in the very short term, it may seem that he has this craving and that he really wants it. Dropping down to about the middle of the page, the Gemara has a tremendous insight, which I think is useful regarding Musar, when we have to guide somebody, rebuke them on some level, and the tremendous balance that's required in taking note of whether rebuke is good or bad. Tanu Dvei Rabbi Yishmael, they learned in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael, Eino de mekane le'ishto, a person does not declare this jealousy, this warning to his wife that she's not behaving properly with a certain man and warning her not to go with that person, and then if she went with that person privately, she would have the laws of Sota. Person doesn't do that, Elo im kein nichnisa bo ruach, unless from the spiritual realm, a spirit was placed into him. And we have to see whether this spirit that's placed into him from the spiritual realm is a good spirit or a bad spirit. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'ovra lov ruach kino v'kinei esishto. A spirit of jealousy, of passion, justice, is going to pass over him and he needs to take care of this thing. My ruach. What kind of spirit are we talking about? Rabbonon Amri ruach tomo. The Rabbonon of Rav Ashi's Beis Medrash says that it's a bad spirit. Rashi says, Ayidei Satan. It's from Satan. He's starting an argument with his wife. He's telling her that she's not acting properly, morally. and it's actually going to cause a rift in the home. And this ruach is not a good thing, according to that approach. Rav Ashi amar ruach taira. Rav Ashi says, on the contrary, it's a good spirit. It's a spirit from Hashem that he's being careful about the spiritual direction of his home, and he's warning her. She has to be careful. The Gemara says, Mistavra, it would seem to be correct, according to the approach, Kamanda Amar Ruach Taira, according to the approach that says that it's a good thing that he's feeling like this. The Tanya, as we learned, V'kine Yisishto Rishus Div Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel learns you're allowed to have this kina. Rabbi Akiva Omar Chova, Rabbi Akiva says that if such events would unfold, he has an obligation to rebuke her and to warn her. Says the Gemara, Yamet B'Shlomo Ruach Taira, if you're going to tell me that this is a positive energy, that it's from Hashem, Shapir, then I understand why they're arguing, if he's allowed to or he has to. Elei Amrit Ruach Tuma, but if it's a bad thing, just to cause a rift in the home, and it's coming from the Satan that he has this jealousy, and really she's being assumed to be innocent, can we argue whether it's permitted or obligatory for a person to accept the spirit of Satan attempting to ruin the Shalom Bayis? Can you really argue such a thing? Of course, it's not a good thing if it's a Ruach Tuma. And therefore, the Gemara's approach, and that's how it's written up in Shulchan Aruch, is that if it comes to the point where it's appropriate to do this, it's a Ruach Taira that we're dealing with, and not a Ruach Tuma. But of course, it gives us pause, because the Gemara is opening itself up to the possibility that someone could take heartfelt religious action, and really it was a Ruach Tuma. It was creating a rift. It was from a bad place. So, as far as Sota goes, in the process, one would think that he should ask Das Torah before he makes his move. But if indeed it's appropriate, which is the case that the Chumash would be discussing, then indeed it's considered a Ruach Taira. And on that, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael discussed what's the best way to proceed. But of course, the lesson always is that Musar, rebuke, has to be done with tremendous balance. We, in fact, in a different Gemara, have the famous saying, "Smol merachek v'min mekariv." The weaker hand pushes away, gives the rebuke, distances the person, puts them in their place, so to speak, but the right hand, the stronger hand, has to be drawing them close, so that it's clear that the rebuke is only out of a desire to create a positive and loving relationship. Moving on to Amud Beis, at the beginning of the wide lines, V'amar Rav Chista taught, B'tchila kodem shechato Yisrael, in the beginning, before Klal Yisrael sinned, and Rashi says it's referring to Arayas' shortcomings in this regard of our topic of sexual morality, Haisa Shechina shora im kol echad ve'echad. The Shechina bonded with every individual. Shenemar, ki Hashem alokecha mishalach bekarav machanecha. Hashem is going in your camp. Kevin shechatu, once they sinned, referring to this type of sin, nistalka Shechina mehem, the Shechina distanced itself from them. Shenemar, v'lo yira becha ervas davar. You shouldn't have something of immorality, v'shav me'acharecha, and Hashem will distance himself from you. What exactly is the connection, specifically, from this type of avera, that it would cause Hashem's distancing? So, the Iyun Yaakov, in Ein Yaakov, has a very beautiful piece, in which he describes that if a person is beheter im ishto, if a person is mitzvah with his wife, Gorem l'shchina shetishra b'Yisrael. He's causing the Shechina to bond with Klal Yisrael. We have Ish v'Isha. Shechina Shiruya Beinayim, when a husband and wife are together properly, so the Shechina is there. We also have that the power of creating new life is Shlosha Shutfim Ba'adam, their three partners. Hashem becomes a partner. This is an act that creates a partnership with Hashem. If, however, biznus, if it's the opposite, it's immoral conduct, so that's Gorem Histalkus Hashchina, that pushes Hashem away, that was the exact opposite of an invitation. He also writes, a sophisticated insight, that where there is znus, there is by definition a distancing for a different reason. Because Chazal tell us, Ein Hashchina Shora, the Shechina comes to a person who's Chacham, Gibor, Onav, Ve'oshir. A smart person, a strong person, a humble person, and a wealthy person. And Zenus causes all these four to be weakened. The person who's behaving in this way is, we said, Ruach Shtus. He's not a Chacham. It's a spirit of foolishness. He's not a Gibor. His Kovish, his Yitzro would be a Gibor, that he controls his impulses. And likewise, he's not showing humility to Hashem, and associated with Znus is a lack of Ashirus. That's why, for example, we find that Yosef is Shalit Bakol, is the most powerful person in the middle of a famine. He's the one who has food, the greatest asset, because he's a person who was Kovesh Es Yitzro, who controlled a drive which he had. Yashakoach. Thank you for joining.